Hey girl, hey! Welcome to the Absolutely You podcast, a space that focuses on all things self-love and personal development to inspire a deeper regard for your own well-being and happiness. I'm your host, Pearl Nasirembe, content creator and wellness enthusiast living in Montreal, Canada. For more information, follow us on Instagram at absolutelyyou_podcast or email us on absolutelyyou.podcast@gmail.com. Welcome back, you guys. Happy Tuesday and happy New Year. Yay! I wish I could scream louder than that. Cue in the confetti and all the glitter and all the cheers, all that good stuff. As always, I hope you're well today. I hope your week is off to a good start. And most of all, I really do hope you ushered in 2023 the way you intended. Whether you went out to count down and celebrate with your loved ones or stayed home and relaxed, I pray that the start of this new year brings you much hope for whatever it is that you desire. If you know me, then you know I always have a smile on my face and an optimistic look to life. I'm smiling right now. So I will hope you to death. Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when desire is fulfilled, this is my favorite part, it is a tree of life. Now, I'm not saying I never struggle or have my fair share of trouble, but hope for me is what keeps me going. And I truly wish that for everyone, because without it, then what do we have, right? You have to have hope. You just have to. So it is my prayer for myself and for all those that are listening to this podcast to keep hope alive for this new year. As I was preparing for this episode the other day, I watched a Revolt production with Michelle Obama called The Cross-Generational Conversation. One of my best friends sent it to me and I love her for it. If you haven't watched it, you totally should. It's on YouTube. I promise you will not regret it. Trust me, okay? She had a roundtable interview with other powerhouse women in their own right. She had Grammy winners, her and Kelly Rowland, supermodel and activist Winnie Harlow, and businesswoman Tina Knowles Lawson. The show was moderated by radio host Angie Martinez. Now, just looking at this lineup, you would think, wow, such powerful women, right? They have accomplished and achieved so much. They must be so happy. They must have it all together, right? What could they possibly struggle with? I was particularly fascinated with this interview because listening to these queens speak, I realized just how similar we really all are as a people. We all struggle. We all have insecurities. We all stumble and fall. We are all afraid of something. Fear of failure, fear of success, that is a thing. Fear of rejection, abandonment. We have all experienced disappointments and heartbreaks, no matter your class or who you are. Whether you're a first lady of a nation or a president of a firm, a CEO, a musician, a chef, a surgeon, a mother, you name it. We may all be different in the spaces we're in, but our life experiences, the things that cause us to feel, when we tap into our emotions and begin to question ourselves, our worth, our value, how I'm showing up in the world, those things, we experience them all the same. Listening to this conversation gave me permission to feel all my feels, you know, fear, anxiety, insecurities, doubt. It gave me permission to feel these feels and still show up in life to do what I need to do to succeed and thrive. Because let's face it, You and I both know that we all have two personalities, right? You know this, right? Well, if you don't know, now you know. The two live different lives, and this is how. There is the life we want to live, and then there is the life we're actually living. And I used to be this way. I always thought that it is impossible to live the way I really want. And that's what held me back from living the way I wanted. You know, turning my passion into a career, taking ownership and full control of my life. And you know what my problem was? I was afraid to be myself. I wanted to morph myself into whatever I thought others wanted or would approve of. A yes girl. A typical yes girl with little to no boundaries. Most of us are simply so scared to admit that. I meet people all the time who are afraid to be themselves. I know people right now who are unhappy living the way they're living, but choosing to remain the same, hoping for some miraculous change someday. I can promise you someday will not come. How many dreams are dying right now because we are too afraid to just be ourselves? When we take control of our lives, right, we start feeling better about it. And when we feel better, we enjoy our life more. And when we enjoy our life more, we seek out opportunities and people and things that positively add to our life experience, which just ultimately makes us happier. Do you see this domino effect? So shouldn't that be the goal? I have affirmations that I try to affirm myself with, and it is that you are allowed to be yourself. You're allowed to be your own kind of beautiful. You're allowed to be all of the things that set you apart from the crowd. To be imperfect and flawed instead of pretending to be someone you're not, instead of wishing your uniqueness away. You're allowed to have your own set of beliefs. You're allowed to have a mind that is rare. You're allowed to get out of your comfort zone to challenge yourself and grow, to expand your horizon. You literally are allowed to let who you are define you instead of, say, your job status, your class, your nationality, your friends. You're allowed to be deep instead of being shallow. You really are. Please don't ever apologize for being you. God made no mistake creating you the way he did. With all your little ways and nuances, do not be afraid of being you. And while you're at it, do not be afraid of pursuing anything in this life. Fear is often a necessary response to life's risks, right? Fear can keep us safe. But to let fear dictate the majority of decisions we make sets us up for a life of perpetual complacency. And complacency doesn't challenge us to grow. It does the exact opposite. It holds us in this endless loop of numbness to the point where we just accept that, you know, this is life. This is it. This half-life is our reality. Anything else is simply too much of a risk. You know, it's simply too much work. Sis, reject this narrative today. I'm challenging you today to allow yourself to feel afraid, but pursue the things that scare you regardless. Acknowledge that this new thing you're considering might be uncomfortable, risky, or challenging at first, but know that it wouldn't be in your heart if you weren't meant to try it. You are allowed to be you and to appreciate who you are today. You're allowed to be here even if you feel like you do not belong, because this place was made for people like you and I. People that do not fit in, those of us that go against the grain. people like us save the world from becoming unexciting, tasteless, lifeless. People like us make it worthwhile. Your passion, you know, the way you live, the way you carry yourself, the way you love, everything about you is exactly what this world needs. Please do not ever apologize for being you. You never know what's waiting for you on the other side of fear, and it might just be everything you've ever wanted. And that's all for today's episode. If you love the Absolutely You podcast, be sure to give us a rating and review on whatever platform you prefer. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I look forward to connecting with you next Tuesday. I hope you have the best day or night, wherever you are. Take care and speak soon.